Welcome to the new year. This is Ron's update number 89. Hello, everyone, and Happy New Year. This is January 2nd, 2013. We made it through the Mayan calendar. I guess what happened was they just bought a new calendar. That's what I usually do every year. Looking forward to a new year of running and hopefully less injury. As you know, if you follow me at all, the past week or two, I've had some kind of a glute problem. It's been hurting, and I've been working my way through it. And in the midst of all that, I just decided that I would do away with any mileage type program and switch to strictly minutes and not worry about my speed. That way, when I'm injured, I can just go out, and if I have to walk and my schedule says an hour, I'll walk an hour. If I'm feeling better, I can run and walk for the hour. Whatever I do, I've got to do that particular amount of minutes of exercise. So if it turns out that I can't walk or run, then it's a bike for an hour. So I'm strictly on minutes for now. And it seems to be working out okay. My glute still bothers me. Not as bad as it did last week. I'm able to run a little bit better. And I don't know if it's because I've just been doing my walking and running regardless of pace instead of trying to force myself to get in a certain amount of miles, which always gets me in the mode of I have to run a certain pace. Even though doing my walking and running, my overall average pace is pretty slow, my running pace and my walking section, and my running sections of those workouts, I probably run 9:30 to 10:30 pace, I would say. And then with the walking, I end up averaging anywhere from 12:50 to 13:30 or slower. Just depends on how I walk. But now that I've switched to minutes, I'm not concerned with what my pace is. I just have to go out and do a certain amount of time. And it seems to be less pressure on me because I know, well, I just got to go do a half hour today, or I just got to go out and do an hour today. And my long workout is going to be an hour and a half. So basically, I have short workouts of a half hour, medium workouts or regular workouts of an hour, and my long workout of an hour and a half. And whatever mileage I get in that period of time is what I get in. And I'm still using my Galloway run walk. Yesterday, I got on the treadmill because it was a nasty, nasty day. It was just rained, drizzled all day long yesterday, and the temperature was probably hovering right in the high 40s to low 50s. That's in Fahrenheit for you people that are Celsius people. And it was just not nasty. It was, in my opinion, it was a nasty day. I mean, I could have gone outside and ran and probably would have had a good run because it wasn't a torrential downpour. It was just more of a drizzle, and the wind wasn't really blowing. But the temperature was just, like I said, right down there around 48 to 52. And I just wasn't in the mood to go out and do it. So I said, well, I got my treadmill sitting out on the back porch. What's the sense of having it if I'm not going to use it? So I got my iPod Touch out, and I've got a Galloway 10K training program on my iPod Touch, one of those Lolo or Lulu or what LOLO training programs. I got a long time ago, and I just really haven't used it that much. And I was fiddling with it, and I found out that it had a treadmill mode as well as a GPS mode. So I put it on the treadmill mode on my iPod Touch, since the iPod Touch really is useless for GPS. And got on my treadmill and did it was a little over a half hour workout where I walked for like 3 minutes to warm up, and then did a run one, walk one for the rest of the workout. Got in a little over, I guess I got 2.1 miles, in that range, in I guess 31 minutes, which was a little bit faster than I have been doing lately because of my glute. And I felt pretty good about that workout. It didn't hurt as bad. So today I decided, well, I'm just going to go outside because I've got an hour planned. And I'll just take my iPhone, because I've got that program on my iPhone also. And I put it on a GPS mode and just ran the second day of that workout, which was only half of my total workout. But what I did is I just started it when I started my hour, and when it finished up, I think it was 31 minutes in that range, and I just switched my Gym Boss on to 1&1 and just did the other half hour with my Gym Boss, listening to Brett Blankner on Zen and the Art of Triathlon. And I had a fairly decent workout, and my fastest workout of the past probably 2 weeks. Not saying it was fast at all. I mean, I only averaged probably 30-something a mile. But considering how I'd been hobbling around for the past week or two here, it was like almost like a breakthrough for me. So I figured, well, since that Galloway 10K plan seems to kind of go on minutes too, what I might do is just go on and run it during my workouts and that'll give me a diversion, something to throw in the middle of all this stuff that I'm doing. I'll have my hour run walk with Jeff Galloway telling me when it's time to run and walk, because he comes on every minute and tells it's time to walk, it's time to run, you've got 13 minutes left or whatever, So when I have podcast playing in the background, and I just chug along and in my own little world. So today's the second day of the new year, and I have got a streak going. I've run 2 days in a row. I've run every day this year. That is a record. It'll probably last another day or two anyway, don't you think? As you can tell, I'm in my car. I just finished that workout at Stone Mountain, and I'm driving back home. And since I didn't have anything else to do, I figured I'd just talk to you and get another little Ron's update out, since I hadn't put one out for 2 or 3 weeks, I guess. So I don't have any races planned right now, which that seems to be, I really like to have a race to look forward to. It gives me something, a goal, And right now, when I don't have one, I'm just kind of doing different things. and trying to keep my motivation up, where it's a lot easier to stay motivated if you're looking forward and you say, well, I've got a half marathon up there in a couple of months, or I've got a 10K up there I'm training for, or a trail run, or whatever it may be. And right now, since I don't have anything planned, I'm just kind of chugging. Now, I am planning on doing a race at the end of this month, but it's not any major race. Atlanta Track Club has a Grand Prix event down in Peachtree City. They have 5K and 10K, and I thought I might go down there and do the 5K, but it's not a major race that I really would be training for. It's just kind of a training through thing, and gives me an indication of how my fitness is. But I need to really have a race out there ahead. I could put in the Cooper River Bridge run in Charleston, South Carolina, the 1st of April. I don't know if it's the first week of April. It's in that range, right around the first week of April. It's a 10K, and I've run that race probably three or four times, and it's really a good race. And Charleston's a neat city, so I wouldn't mind going over there and doing that 10K. And then there's that half marathon that's, I think, in March down in Albany. I've never run a race in Albany, and I've been thinking about that too. So I've got some things in my milling around in my mind here. So plus the Dirty Spokes, which is the outfit that puts on the Xterra trail races, he has his own trail race series that is cranking back up, and I might run some of his races to get back on the trail. Most of them are in the 5K, 10K, 8 mile, 15K type distance. There's, and maybe half marathon, but there isn't any, you know, these ultra jobbies like you guys run. I don't run ultras. I'm too old. Well, I shouldn't say I'm too old. I'm just too lazy, maybe. Considering, what, I'm 71 years old and still chugging along doing this stuff. I plan on doing it until I just drop over one of these days. So, anyway, I thought I would just give you a little update, and I'm almost home, so I'll see you later. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe.